Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio podcast. This week we're talking about authenticity. And as you probably know, authenticity is something that is pretty important to me in my life personally and in my work. You know, I wrote my book, Be Yourself, Everyone Else Is Already Taken, about 5 years ago, and it came out back in 2009. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time thinking about, writing about, talking about, working with people on authenticity. And, you know, as much as I think about it and write about it and talk about it and feel like I have a certain understanding of it, there are so many times in my life and in my work that I'm confronted by my own challenges with authenticity, my own resistance to being authentic. In a recent session I had with my counselor, Eleanor, she said to me, "Hey, Mike, the truth can't be rehearsed." And there was something about her saying that, this was probably about a month or so ago, maybe a little bit more, that had me stop and pause and really think about that and realize that oftentimes as I go into meetings or events or conversations or situations, that there is a certain amount of rehearsal going on in my mind about what do I want to say, how do I want this to go, and I don't think inherently that's, you know, bad or wrong or evil, but at times the best thing that I can do, even though sometimes it can be scary and uncomfortable and quite vulnerable, is just in the moment to tap into what's true and real for me right now and see if I'm able and willing to get in touch with it, and if at all possible, communicate it or share it or express it to the person or to the people that I'm interacting with, or even at times if I'm even just by myself. So this whole idea of authenticity, again, it gets kind of thrown around, and the idea, the concept gets thrown around, but I've also recently discovered something that I've been speaking about, and I talked about this specifically in a TEDx talk called The Power of Authenticity that I just recently delivered, but it's been coming out of my mouth more, and I tend to learn things as I experience them, but also as I communicate them. And so there's some distinctions around authenticity that I feel like I've started to understand, both in my own life personally, but I've also been teaching, and I wanted to share those distinctions as I think of it kind of on a continuum. And you may have heard me speak about this before, especially if you've seen me speak live or at an event in the last 4 or 5 months, because I've been talking about this. But I look at it as a continuum, and on one side of the continuum, we'll call it phony. And we all know what that's like. We've all experienced that. You know, we definitely notice that when other people are being phony with us. But if we're honest, there are many times in our lives, even on a daily basis, where we're phony, where we're inauthentic. And most of the time, it's not malicious. Most of the time, we don't mean any harm. We're not necessarily trying to deceive, manipulate, you know, lie to people, although sometimes we are. But that would be on one side of the continuum, where we're not being authentic, we're not being honest, we're not being genuine, we're being phony. And, you know, I mean, even just the simple, when someone says, "Hey, how you doing?" and you say, "Fine," oftentimes that's not actually authentic. There's a lot more going on than fine. But, you know, in the moment we decide, listen, I don't really want to get into it, or I don't feel comfortable talking to this person, or I don't have time, or do they really want to know, or it's just kind of a social norm. So if we look in sort of the far side of phony, we move down the continuum away from phony, and we start to get more to the midpoint of the continuum, which is what I'll call honest. Now, honesty is obviously much better than phoniness. As we, you know, our mothers taught us, our fathers, our teachers, ministers, rabbis, whoever, mentors, you know, be honest. It's, you know, always honesty is the best policy. And, you know, again, that seems to be true. And, you know, we've often not been honest and it's been a problem, or we've gotten caught in a lie. I remember my mom telling me as a kid, "Don't lie, you'll forget the lie, or you'll get caught in the lie." And that's absolutely true. But honesty has some challenges as well, because you've probably experienced, like I have, being honest with someone and hurting their feelings or upsetting them or creating a conflict or making something that wasn't necessarily a negative, difficult situation a negative, difficult situation by being honest about it or saying something that's controversial or unpopular or, you know, just kind of throwing a monkey wrench into the mix in our attempt to be honest. And so at times then we pull back from honesty and go, well, I want to be honest, but maybe not completely honest, or honest in an appropriate way or honest in a politically correct way, or, you know, so we then sort of find ourselves between the phony and honest aspects of the continuum, wanting to mostly be honest, but again, do it in a way that's positive, that doesn't cause too many problems, that doesn't create conflicts, that doesn't have people get upset with us or whatever the case may be. But if you notice, that whole aspect of the continuum between phony and honest, a lot of times there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of challenge, there's at times a lot of suffering, there's not a lot of freedom. And where the freedom lies is actually on the other side of honesty. And that's where authenticity is. So if we keep going on the continuum past honesty, we get to authenticity. Because one other thing about honesty, one big challenge with honesty, is that a lot of times our honesty, quote unquote, is filled with a certain amount, sometimes a significant amount, of self-righteousness. I'm right, you're wrong. I'm just being honest when really, no, actually I'm just being right. We think our opinions are facts. We think our opinions are true with a capital T, when really, they're just our opinions. And so as we move past honesty over to authenticity, we take out the self-righteousness that sometimes and oftentimes is infused in our honesty, and we add vulnerability. So authenticity is honesty minus self-righteousness plus vulnerability, if you will. Are we willing to be vulnerable? Are we willing to share our vulnerable truth in the moment? As Eleanor said to me, the truth can't be rehearsed. What's true and real in the moment right now? Authenticity is an in-the-moment phenomenon. It's not something we rehearse. It's not something we prepare. It's not even our life story. It's not even the circumstances and details. We can share those things, what happened to us in the past or what's going on in our lives, honestly, but authenticity is really about showing up in the present moment, vulnerable, open, real. Now, it doesn't mean we share everything with everyone at every moment. We use discernment. We choose. There's a certain amount of boundary, if you will, that we can add to our authenticity. Yet at the same time, it's about us letting go of the filters, letting go of the veneer, taking off the mask, and being real. And if you're familiar with some of the work of Brené Brown, who has given a couple of very successful TED Talks that have been seen by millions of people, she's a researcher, a research professor at the University of Houston, has done some fascinating research and gathered lots of data and information about the value of vulnerability. And that fundamentally what Brené Brown talks about and what her research has shown is that vulnerability is fundamental to two primary aspects of a human experience. One is that by being vulnerable, by being authentic in this real and transparent way, we liberate ourselves from the unnecessary pressure we put on ourselves to be perfect, which is erroneous. We're never going to be perfect. And we waste a lot of time and energy stressing ourselves out, trying to be perfect and having it all together and never making a mistake. And in terms of our human interactions and human relationships, what the research has shown is that vulnerability, or authenticity as I'm talking about it here, is the fundamental element to building trust and connection with other human beings. That it's very difficult, if not impossible, for us to really trust each other if we're not willing to show each other who we really are and how we really feel in the moment. Now, this is not easy stuff. Look, it's easier to be phony. I mean, it takes courage even just to be honest. But being honest, we can hide in our honesty with that self-righteousness, with the I'm right, you know, I'm just being honest, again, which creates separation, disconnection. To move into that space of authenticity, which is vulnerable, which is real, we potentially could get hurt. We potentially could get disappointed. We could get used or manipulated. We could, a lot of potentially negative things could happen, and they have happened to us in the past. We've had our feelings hurt. We've had our trust violated. We've had people use things against us. Absolutely. So that's why the discernment comes in. Yet at the same time, where the freedom lies for us, and I've seen this so many times in my own life, in a couple of very specific situations going on in my life right now, that my ability or inability to be authentic has everything to do with how much freedom I experience and how much connection's possible with me and the people in my lives. So think about this continuum in your own life. Notice where you are at any given moment on the continuum of phony, honest to authentic, and see what you can do to start giving yourself more freedom, more permission, more practice, if you will, of being authentic. There is no destination in life called authenticity. As the great saying goes, there is no way to peace, peace is the way. The same could be said about authenticity. It's a way of being. It's a way of living. It's a way of showing up in the world. And it's a moment-by-moment phenomenon. Thanks for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.